About this time, Barbara Friedman comes into studio. She and a team, of course, look at and scour the internet to see what other people are talking about. You're on Bob's Wire. Good morning, Barbara. You well?
Yeah, I'm well.
So there you give that snuff, of course.
Okay, I didn't know, because it's like, you know, in the time of the plague, you can't sniff. And I have got a little bit of a cold, but it's not COVID.
Okay.
I went for an antigen test.
And we have this protective high-tech Perspex glass between us.
I'm going to speak from behind my mask.
It's fine. Just another thing. In the time of plague, I'm later this week, we're going to talk about monkeypox.
Yeah, I decided it is trending, but I'm not talking about it.
Yeah.
Look, I just didn't feel like going down that road.
It's a really important, you know, public health issue, but I'm thinking the name.
Yeah, but also, is it such an important, because it's not really so major yet at the moment, and it's not that serious.
Of course, and
so I don't know why it's becoming like a world.
The piece that I'm reading, you know, has the caveat: healthy people are fine. I'm feeling I'm considerably
healthy. And we've all
had
smallpox vaccines, so we're pretty much okay.
But I guess in terms of how...
Anyway, you can talk about it. Yeah. I'm not going to.
Well, we'll talk about it later this week. But we're starting off with a new design by Coca-Cola in the UK to be a little bit more eco-friendly by introducing bottle caps that don't come off. What's
right.
that about?
So I just thought I'd mention this. It seems like such a small change, but surely we start with small changes to try and affect bigger changes. And obviously the Coke, the soda caps, as they call it in overseas, they do end up in the litter. Mm. And the idea here is that you keep the cap attached to the Coke bottle or the Sprite bottle or the Fanta bottle. So Coke are rolling out in the UK to start with a way to tether the cap to the bottle. Mm. And so, you know, normally you will open it, you'll throw it away possibly. I tend not to do that. Like, I will always keep it and put it back on. But I suppose not everyone does.
So I'm sorry to start like that. And this is where companies get the user experience totally wrong. I can totally understand, because what happens is that you pull off the bottle top, and either if you're, you know, you could either, when you've done with your drink, you know, seal it in, but usually
maybe
it goes,
you drink the whole bottle.
Yeah, and then it goes
separate.
So the bottle and the top, and the top goes into our water systems, and we
gets
swallowed by the turtles.
That's definitely going to be uncomfortable on the
mouth. But it's going to be uncomfortable on the mouth drinking, and then you have this bottle top. So I'm all for poke my eye out. And I'm very much supportive and endorse, you know, economic yet ergonomically friendly ways to do things and to use things. I've reached a point where I don't order milkshakes anymore.
Because of the
paper straw.
Straws. They were awful when I was a kid.
It destroys my drinking experience, so that now when I do you know what I appreciate?
Do you not take your own straw with you?
No, I have certain places which I know that gives biodegradable straws. And that is what I appreciate.
There was a story about a year or two ago about a woman who carried their sort of metals. You know, you can buy these special straws now that you can keep with you. And she fell or whatever, and the metal straw went into her eye.
Oh.
And that kind of is... scared me a bit. But also think about it, maybe they could have had like a longer thing so that the cap falls down lower.
Possibly, like a little.
But then when you put it up to your face, then
and
the
it's
going to
hit
you
in
the
eye. So yeah, so it's all good to be environmentally conscious of what
we are.
But think of the user experience. Thank you very much. Air passengers were left panicked and confused after a "Welcome to Luton" sign appeared near Gatwick Airport.
I had to talk about this because it was just as light as I could get it. So this 60-meter, that's 197 feet, sign is visible on the approach to the Gatwick Airport. Luton is 60 miles south of Gatwick. It's a small airport. So people were looking out of the plane as they were approaching Gatwick, and they were getting frights because they thought their plane had gone to the wrong airport. And like one person on social media said, "Oh, but I parked my car at Gatwick." Turns out it's quite a well-known YouTube prankster called Max Fosh. He has like almost 1 million followers, and he does all these pranks. And he actually went off to some farm nearby and he asked them if they had some land that he could use. And they said, yes, they've got a patch of land they don't use. And so he paid them a few thousand pounds and he put up these enormous letters. Mm. And he, on Twitter, eventually he shared one of someone's post about it and he wrote guilty. And he kind of said everyone was quite sweet about it.
He's also guilty of stealing an idea. Because remember, there's this guy, I think it's at in the entrance to Milwaukee Airport. For the last 37 years, on top of his black painted roof, in huge white letters, he's written, "Welcome to Cleveland."
And
37 years, he's been able to get away with it.
And it's obviously become like an iconic...
It's now become a thing to fly see. Into Milwaukee Airport, see a sign that says, "Welcome to Cleveland."
So he has permission for the words to be there for 6 weeks. He paid £4,000 to these people to rent the land. And this is just a warning in case you or any of us are flying into Gatwick. Don't be alarmed.
And finally, science finally proves it. When you're in nature and you're going to go water the plants, they say that peeing in the garden is actually good.
Yeah, you know, and I think this is one of those things that a lot of guys will be delighted to hear, because there's nothing more primal and wonderful than going and having a pee in the garden, as people during the water shortages were delighted to make the most of. I recall it now became an acceptable thing not to use the toilet. And so, I mean, guys, I knew I would just say, oh, they're going into the garden to have a pee. You know, I know people wrote some hilarious posts on one of the on Facebook saying, you know, when we stumbling home drunk from the pub, now we're doing our bit for the environment. So what is it? They've done a lot of research, and the research is carrying on. The Rich Earth Institute and various other institutes in America, they use these urine-diverting toilets because obviously they need to separate the liquids from the solids, you know, for order for it to work properly. I'm not going to get into the details of it, but the University of Michigan researcher Nancy Love recently applied pea-derived fertilizers on peonies at their arboretum in an effort to educate people on the benefits of recycling your urine. So they've proved that the peonies, which are kind of flower, bloomed because
The flower.
Peonies.
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 Okay, that was me unfortunately making a pun without me realizing it. How silly of me. Maybe that's why she used peonies.
Two things. Peonies. The first thing. Only Ferdy from Big Brother.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that was a number two.
Yes. Secondly, Glastonbury, the festival, banned peeing in the bushes. Because, of course, if you have thousands people, and people are, you know, going to the bushes and the bushy areas to go weeing, what they found was that all the pee would soak into the root systems, or it will, you know, and will fall.
And there were
into the water table.
There were LSD side effects.
Well, I'm saying it at the infiltrated into the river systems there with all this the urine. So maybe in very...
But there was an increase in the drug in that at Glastonbury.
Well, lucky fishes. Barbara Friedman joins me every morning round about this.